Several years ago, the British writer Howard Jacobson won the Booker Prize for fiction. Now he has a new novel called Zoo Time. Our reviewer Alan Chu says, at times, the book misses its mark.
My aim, writes English novelist Guy Abelman, the narrator of Howard Jacobson's odd new work of fiction, in a letter to his agent, is to write a transgressive novel that explores the limits of the morally permissible in our times. He goes on to ask, who are the great blasphemers of our age? Not poets and writers. My hero is a stand-up comedian. This gives us a sense of the narrator's deep desperation about his writerly vocation. Readers, those that are left, don't read anything serious. Agents hide from their clients, and serious publishers, such as Abelman's, commit suicide. Moreover, the joke on which Abelman builds his story, his obsession with his busty mother-in-law, Poppy, and his hit-and-miss marriage with his novel-writing, flame-haired wife, Vanessa, grows darker and darker and filthier, for no good reason. Despite the writhing and wrenching that Jacobson puts his narrator through, the story becomes less and less comical and more pathetic. As that sometimes overly employed saying would have it, the one ascribed to at least half a dozen comic actors on their deathbeds, dying is easy, comedy is hard, even in the hands of a polished and practiced Booker Prize winner like Howard Jacobson.
Jacobson's new novel is called Zoo Time. It was reviewed by Alan Chews. His most recent book is a collection of novellas called Paradise.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.